just watch. Welcome to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School Varsity Football on GRHSI Radio. Coach Ricky Tellis's Longhorns do battle in District 23-6A this year and have their sights set on winning a second consecutive UIL State Championship. And now, let's head out to the stadium and join the GRHSI Radio broadcast team for today's game.
Now, that doesn't get you in the mood for the 2016 George Ranch High School football season. I'm not really sure what will. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and that piece of tape will open each one of our live broadcasts of Longhorns football on GRHSI Radio this year. For the next 45 minutes or so, we'll preview the 2016 season that starts tomorrow night down in the valley at Weslaco High School against the Panthers. We'll have an interview with head coach Ricky Tullis. We'll bring you the first installment of this week in 23-6A football with Fort Bend Herald sports reporter Ryan Dunsmore. We'll get Ryan's take on the new district and the new season. And we'll run through this year's football schedule as the Longhorns battle for their second consecutive UIL state title, this time in District 23-6A. But before we look ahead at this season, we have to look back at the Longhorns' 56-0 victory over Lake Ridge High School last December to win the Division I 5A championship. But first, you're listening to the 2016 George Ranch High School football preview program live on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Welcome back, everybody. Last season, the Longhorns were 16-0. They won the Division I 5A championship, beating Lake Ridge 56-0. That was the second largest shutout victory in UIL playoff history. So let's listen in as we bring you our championship mashup from last year's undefeated 16-0 season. Enjoy.
Alex Fontenot in the backfield. He's behind and to the left of Jackson. Jackson now gives it to Josh Scruggs, who came in motion. Scruggs is around the corner at the 20, the 15, 10. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Joshua Scruggs gets the Longhorns an early 6-0 lead. Scruggs went to the left, went down, cut through the middle, broke a tackle, and in he went. And the Longhorns lead 6-0.
Fontenot behind Jackson. Jackson, the give to Fontenot, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Alex Fontenot gets in the end zone, and the Longhorns are up 13-0.
Duffy has the football. He's going to throw. He's got a lot of time to do that. Sends this one downfield. It's picked off by George Ranch. Interception by Adam Beck for George Ranch. And the Longhorns have the football. Alex Fontenot in the backfield. Lasky up and to the right of Jackson. Jackson back to pass. He's got his receiver downfield. Caught. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Winton Morris with the reception, and the Longhorns increase their lead to 20-0.
And he's taken down from behind by George Ranch.
Toby and Duque on the tackle. Duffy had plenty of time, and finally, the Longhorn defense was able to get to him.
And Tesla Manifuboshi was in there also. And together, they sandwiched Jet Duffy. Duffy back to pass again. Wants to throw over here to the near side. And taken down again by George Ranch at the 6-yard line.
Once again, Toby and Duque and Tesla Manifuboshi, along with DJ Thomas, all three on the defensive line, converge to stop Duffy.
And Duffy probably wants to have a conversation with his lineman, say, hey, look, number 40 is in on me twice in a row, and number 10. Pass again. A lot of time. He'll look downfield. It is intercepted by George Ranch. Jaron McVay with the football. And McVay is inside Lake Ridge territory and hauled down at the 28-yard line.
Excellent pick and return by McVay.
Jackson back to pass. Short one out here to Darius Anderson. He's inside the 20, 15, 10. Let's see if he got in. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Darius Anderson catching a pass and going 41 yards for the score. And the Longhorns increase their lead 27-0.
So Anderson tagged with that 7-yard loss. And on the very next play, he takes a short pass from Jackson, and he's in the end zone. 41-yard touchdown by Darius Anderson. Side of him. He'll pass again. Throw it over here. Intercepted by George Ranch.
There's Brent Dugo on the interception. And just like that, the team's trade turnovers, and the Longhorns have the ball in Lake Ridge territory.
Jackson gives this one to Alex Fontenot, keeps his legs moving. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Alex Fontenot, a 3-yard run, and the Longhorns increase their lead to 34-0, and they brought the nails with them.
Anderson comes over here. He's across the 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Darius Anderson, once he gets in the clear, they won't catch him till tomorrow. And the Longhorns increase their lead to 41-0, and the hammer has arrived with the nails.
40-yard touchdown run by Darius Anderson. Fontenot, he breaks into the clear. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Alex Fontenot with the score, and the nails have hit the coffin once again. George Ranch 48, Lake Ridge nothing, pending the extra point.
Pretty good. It's taken at the 25-yard line. Fumble picked up by the Longhorns, and they'll turn this one into a touchdown. George Ranch High School. The recovery made by Aaron Castellano, and another George Ranch touchdown.
And we know that nail and that coffin is done.
Grab that championship trophy, raise it above their heads, and are passing it around to each team member who had the contribution to this 16-0 championship season. And let's see if we can get Eric on the air here. Eric, can you hear us?
It is like tremendous down here. I don't know if you can hear. I'm just going to put the speakerphone out there.
Yeah, we can hear you and see what you can get from the sidelines.
Words does not describe it. They are tears on the field, tears of joy, emotion, jubilation. Longhorn state champion. Plenty of pictures. It'll be all over Twitter. I'll be up there soon. Like, we'll be up there in a few minutes for a post-game conference. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Eric Parnell from down on the field.
And Longhorn fans, don't forget to join the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. Last year, the ABC donated more than $40,000 to the Longhorn sports programs and provided $20,000 in scholarships to deserving senior George Ranch student athletes. It's easy to join. Get a family membership or corporate sponsorship by going to grhsabc.com/join. It's that simple, so join today. You're listening to the 2016 George Ranch High School Football Preview Program live on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Welcome back, Longhorns. Let's look at this year's schedule, beginning with tomorrow night's game in the Valley against Weslaco High School, beginning at 7:30. The opening game was originally scheduled for 2 p.m. Saturday, but heat concerns for the players caused the change, so the Longhorns and the Panthers will kick it off tomorrow night at 7:30 in Weslaco. Next Friday night, the Longhorns return to Trailer Stadium, first home game of the season, with Dickinson High School kickoff at 7 o'clock. The following Saturday, September 10th, at 7 o'clock, back at Trailer Stadium, the Longhorns hosting the Nuevo León Tigers. Following Friday, September 16th at 7 o'clock, also at Trailer Stadium, it's the Woodlands Highlanders coming to town to play against the Longhorns. Following Friday, September 23rd, kickoff is 7 o'clock at Crump Stadium. The Longhorns travel to meet the Alief Hastings Bears. Following Friday night, September 30th, kickoff at 7 o'clock at the Rig in Pearland, it's the Longhorns and the Dawson Eagles. Following Thursday night, October 13th at 7 o'clock, correction, not the following Thursday, Longhorns have an off week that following week, and then on Thursday, October 13th at 7 o'clock, back at Trailer Stadium, Longhorns will play host to the Brazoswood Buccaneers. Following Friday night, October 21st, 7 o'clock, kickoff at the Rig with the Pearland Oilers. Following Friday, October 28th at 7 o'clock at Trailer Stadium, it's the Longhorns hosting the Elsick Rams, and the season concludes on Friday, November 4th at 7 o'clock, kickoff at Crump Stadium. George Ranch travels to meet the Taylor Lions. That's the 2016 football schedule. It all starts tomorrow night, 7:30, at Weslaco High School, George Ranch, and the Weslaco Panthers. When we come back, we'll check in with Ryan Dunsmore from the Fort Bend Herald Sports Department and get his take on the upcoming season and tomorrow night's game. But for now, you're listening to the 2016 George Ranch High School Football Preview Program live on GRHS iRadio. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugarland and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. Welcome back, everybody. Part of our pregame show each week, again this year, is This Week in 23-6A Football with Ryan Dunsmore, a sports reporter from the Fort Bend Herald. Here's our first installment for 2016. All right, folks, the name of the program is different, but the guys involved are the same. He's Ryan Dunsmore, sports reporter with the Fort Bend Herald, and I'm Tom Tarando of GRHSI Radio. The name of the program this year is This Week in 23-6A Football. And welcome, Ryan.
Thanks for having me back.
We're glad you're back. Let's talk about some changes for the George Ranch Longhorns. First of all, let's talk about their step up to 6A.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Tullis about that, and he was kind of saying it's a fun challenge to have because there's no longer that conversation of there's another district or another class above you, even if there isn't a huge difference between 5A and 6A. That it's something that still gets thrown in the Longhorns' face from last year during 7-on-7. Pearland would people argued that this happened or not, but I was sitting there right as it happened. Is the Oilers were snapping back and forth with the Longhorns about saying, "Oh, you won a state championship? That was in 5A." So it's good for them to have this new challenge and be able to accept it and kind of. It's not necessarily a monumental task in the current district, but it's definitely going to be fun to see how it goes in the playoffs.
I'll have my opportunity to talk to Coach Tullis tomorrow at George Ranch. One of the questions I want to ask him is there a difference in his mind or with his staff in playing some of the same teams that were on top of his non-district schedule are now district foes, like Brazoswood, both of the teams in Pearland? Is there a difference in preparation or is there a different mindset because these guys are now part of their district play?
Well, I think that George Ranch in general has the same mindset when it comes to anything with sports. And I kind of get told that every time I go over there to ask him about it and then say, "Hey, are you scheming any particular thing for it, to use the example from the district, Pearland or Brazoswood or anyone that along those lines?" But they always say the same thing. We're worried about ourselves. We want to make sure we refine ourselves as much as possible and that we do everything we want to do as best as we possibly can. And I think they're taking that same mindset into 6A, or at least they're telling me that's all they're telling me at the moment. So I don't think anything changes.
I don't either. And I get those same responses that Coach Tullis says repeatedly, it really doesn't matter who the opposition is. We need to do our jobs. We need to fulfill our roles, and the rest will take care of itself. But we'll see if he has a different response for me this time around. But it is, in my mind at least, it's kind of an interesting scenario that the non-district teams you've been playing the last couple of years mm-hmm. are now your district foes. And I guess as a player, I might have a different outlook on that than I would if we were just squaring off in non-district games.
Well, I think that Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I think what part of Coach Tullis's preparation for his team has been to go up to 6A and play some games there during the non-district schedule, because he wanted to make sure his kids were playing against the best possible teams to prepare them for their for any future run in the playoffs. So I think that's only helped them here. Maybe there was some forethought of knowing, hey, this is our number's going to get over to 6A, and we're probably going to be facing these other schools here. Maybe we get lucky and get rolled into the Fort Bend ISD schools, but I think maybe there was some forethought on the Longhorn side to face these certain teams here in the district.
So as is the nature of high school football in general, a coach loses seniors from his roster each year. Sometimes they're trying to fill holes and plug them for next year or look for somebody to step up. But with Coach Tullis and the Longhorns, they had a lot of underclassmen in key positions. And this year, he's going to start the season with many key positions filled by guys who got a lot of action last season.
Yeah, for sure. I won't give it away here because I know this is going up right before the game here. But I just finished up the Fort Bend football preview section. On the cover is all the returning starters for the Longhorns. And there's a lot more than I expected, because it's not necessarily that I wasn't surprised, but you don't, for a championship team, you generally expect almost an entire class to be the source of that success. But the Longhorns have found a way to kind of roll the next class in, to have five or six guys from on each side of the ball play, juniors, sophomores, et cetera, and keep that continued success where you're not having more than 90% of your roster be seniors in any given year.
True enough, and at key positions that we've been talking about, at quarterback, at running back, at wide receiver, there are key positions on defense that are filled this year by guys who were on the field for a considerable amount of time last year. And yes, of course, the Longhorns lost some big names, Darius Anderson, Mikhail Onu on defense, Tesla Manifold, Anna Faboshi, Leroy Franklin is off to college, Joshua Scruggs, Zach Losky, Jaron McVeigh, a lot of guys going on to play college football. But when you look on the field this Friday night, you're going to see some familiar faces, some familiar names in key positions for George Ranch.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it starts right out on the offensive side. You've got Alex Fontenot, who's going to go off to Colorado at the end of this year if he stays with his commitment. You've got Antonio Jackson, which bringing back your quarterback, no matter how much you expect out of him, is still really important to have. You have Toby Ndukwe, Adam Beck, which, I mean, those guys are, not to make it in any light of the defenders that they lost, but those may be some of the best ones they had last year to begin with the period. So it's definitely there's an embarrassment of riches still on the roster.
No question about it. And a familiar receiver for Antonio Jackson. He'll be thrown to Quinton Morris again. Quinton, a big target out there, was a key player last year for George Ranch, and he's back there again looking to connect with Jackson. So it's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to it. Now we're talking about game one. The season starts down in the valley with Weslaco High School. It's a long bus ride from Richmond, Texas, and so we'll have to see how the Longhorns can survive the long ride, get ready for a game like that against Weslaco.
Yeah, Weslaco, I was talking to Coach about that, and it's kind of never try to key on, and talking to Coach Ellis, I never try to key on any particular parts of the roster unless for the opposing team, unless there is someone that's painfully obvious, like Vista Ridge or Lake Ridge, et cetera, and they kind of just say, hey, what are you going to do to stop this particular player? But we talk more about the fact that this is not going to be a routine trip, something that the Longhorns strive so much to get to have a routine, but there's no way to have a routine when it comes to when you have to have a five-hour-plus drive down to the border. There's no way to make that a clean, easy trip.
No, there isn't, and I know the Longhorns are leaving pretty early in the morning, certainly before noon, to get on down there by 4 or 5 o'clock and have, 2.5 hours before kickoff, but still, it's a long bus ride. Even with the best accommodations, the Longhorns are going to have to work hard to get themselves limbered up and ready to go.
And on top of that, they're facing an opponent they really don't know anything about. Not because there's not tape to find, but they've had to graduate so many people. They were district champ last year, but now they have the offensive and defensive MVP have both graduated. So it's more you're going down there and facing an unknown.
And with the Panthers, they got a little bit of history, I guess you can say, happening at their place. This is the first time since 1962 that a Valley school is opening their season with a defending state championship, state champion. So Weslaco is hosting George Ranch, and that hasn't happened in the Valley for 54 years.
Yeah, it kind of speaks to that. This is going to be the first game that where the target's really on the back of the Longhorns. It's really, if any game here, you're going to see that is anyone that comes on the field with George Ranch is not only going to want to win the game, but they want to knock off the state champ.
This year is the first year since George Ranch started playing football in 2012 that they skipped spring ball and went with an extra week of practice this fall. So we'll have to find out how that worked out for the Longhorns and whether that extra scrimmage told the coaching staff a little bit more about its team, or if the guys were able to work on their skills a little bit better against a moving opponent, so to speak.
Yeah, that's it. It was interesting because I really kind of I went around to all the LCISD schools, and I the one school I was really impressed with coming into the season was Terry, and they were the only school in the LCISD to have a spring game and spring practice. But I'm interested to see how all the other schools go about, see how they are reacting to it after not having that spring practice. I'm sure that the Longhorns got a lot of good tape and good things to work on from playing Willow Ridge, and it's not necessarily a slight against them. They played a quality opponent, so it's not. I'm sure they got plenty, just as much good things out of it.
And you can hear Ryan Dunsmore on This Week in 23-6A Football each week during our pregame show on GRHSI Radio, normally 30 minutes before kickoff of all of our George Ranch High School football games. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. And welcome back, everybody. Coach Ricky Tullis is a busy, busy guy this time of year, but he took some time to sit down with us and talk about tomorrow night's game and the season. Here's our interview with Coach Tullis.
Coach, last year the Longhorns 16-0. You won Division I 5A championship. You beat Lake Ridge 56-0, second largest shutout in UIL playoff history. What do you guys do for an encore this year?
Well, ideally, our goal is to get back there, obviously. You know, we're definitely proud of the job our kids did last year, and what a wonderful year. But hopefully it just kind of catapults us into this year. We got some new goals and new expectations, a new realignment, a lot of new things. And it's our ultimate goal is to obviously get back there. But we know it's a long road, and the things that we focus on as we start this year is what's gotten us there, and that's what we remember and we constantly talk about. So we're going to continue to do build on those things that's gotten us there, and take it day by day and game by game, and see what happens.
So as you move up to 6A this year, you're playing some of the same teams that you had on your non-district schedule the last couple years, Brazoswood, both of the teams from Pearland. Is there a change in preparation or game strategy now that you're playing these teams as district foes instead of non-district foes?
No, it's the same mindset day in and day out, week in and week out. Again, we don't get caught up too much in who we're playing. We have played some familiar foes that we've played the last 2 years, and there's some that we haven't. But at the end, you know, we talk about to our kids, football's football, and it comes down to blocking and tackling. And we really focus day in and day out of who we are and us doing our job and executing, and really don't get caught up in who we're playing against, and try to make the games bigger than what they are. Football's football, and we're going to continue to take that approach. It doesn't matter if it's a state game against Lake Ridge or a hometown rival right down the road. You know, a game's a game, and again, we really focus on ourselves and trying to execute and do our job. And we believe if we do that and play a good, sound game, we got a chance to be successful.
As is the nature of football and high school football, you lose a lot of players from your roster as seniors. They graduate, they move on to college, and you have holes to fill. But last year's team, you had some underclassmen in some key positions, so you got to be happy about the fact that they're still in place as you play in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it just goes back to trying to be a program and being consistent. We've been fortunate to be very consistent the last 4 or 5 years. And if you look, you know, 3 years ago, we looked up and we lost some great players and came back with a 12-2 season. We lost some fantastic players after the 12-2 season, losing to Temple, and wasn't sure how we was going to place three or four of them. And there we go, 16-0. And that's, to me, just a tribute to being consistent in a program. When our kids have been doing the same thing since seventh grade, just moving up, yeah, you're always going to graduate kids and you're always going to graduate talent. But if you've done a good job of developing your kids within the system and the program and them believing that they're going to be successful and knowing when they step on a field they have a chance, your peaks and valleys are not near as extreme, and you pretty try to stay pretty even keel, and hopefully you reload and you're not rebuilding year in and year out.
Your season starts Friday night down in the valley with Weslaco High School. Long bus ride from Richmond, 5-6 hours. How do you get your kids ready for a game after a long trip like that?
It'll be a first, and it's definitely on my mind. It's on our staff's mind, and you know, but again, it's our job to get them ready to go, and I think they'll be excited. You know, first game of the year. You know, we're going to try to break the trip up and get them there early enough to where they can get their legs back underneath them and get them back focused on the job at hand. But like I said, it'll be a first. It's definitely a challenge. But we've faced challenges many times before. And again, I think our kids will be fine. And we're going to go out and try to play hard and execute. And hopefully we can come out on top.
And so what do you know once you get down to the valley? What do you know about the Weslaco Panthers?
I know they're, there's going to be a lot of people there. They have an opportunity to knock off the defending state champions, and they're excited about that opportunity. So I know the atmosphere is going to be nice. It's going to be electrifying. It should be a big game feeling for our kids, which we've been in a couple of those. So, that's exciting. What I know about them in particular football is they're very good at what they do. It's a very good program. They're one of your top teams in the valley year in and year out. They're consistently in the playoffs. And we definitely got a task at hand. We got to be ready to go because they're a good ball club.
Saw something in the paper the other day. It's been 54 years since a valley team kicked off their season with a division winner. So people down there got something extra to come out and yell about.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, everything I'm hearing is They're excited to be able to host us, and they're excited to get to watch the game. And I know they have a great opportunity to try to do something special, and it's our job to not let that happen. But you add all those things together, it should be a good first game. And again, hopefully we can get down there and play good football and come out of there 1-0.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. Their motto is this: we care exponentially about you, your investments, and your wealth management. Fuquay Financial, LLC, is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by native Texan Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago, working as an independent financial advisor, providing sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. The goals at Fuquay Financial are simple: to provide clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and to provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. Visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com or call Doug at 281-207-1300 or email him at doug@fuquayfinancial.com. That's Fuquay Financial, caring exponentially about you and your wealth management.
I'm number 18, Quinn Morris, George Ranch wide receiver, and I listen to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
This year, join Harry Boudreaux, student broadcaster Darren Bradby, and me for live George Ranch High School football on GRHS iRadio. We'll be on the air 30 minutes prior to kickoff for George Ranch High School football.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugarland. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back, everybody. Last month, our friend and GRHSI Radio colleague Eric Parnell passed away. We'd like to close our program tonight with the tribute we put together for Eric when we got that news. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Eric's wife, Kim, and the kids. So long, everybody. Eric Parnell and I met 5 years ago in the press box at George Ranch High School. We're both volunteering at Reading Junior High School football games while our sons played. We became fast friends because we had something in common. We both loved broadcasting, and we were both interested in promoting the teams at Reading Junior High and over at the high school. Eric first brought up the idea of broadcasting live George Ranch sporting events in 2013 when our boys were playing football at the high school. And after we launched GRHSI Radio in 2014, Eric was the first to volunteer to help. We had an extraordinarily enjoyable time together calling football, basketball, and baseball games on the radio with our student broadcasters from George Ranch. Eric had great journalistic instincts, always had his ear to the ground around the high school, and then he'd phone me or text or email with little tidbits that he thought I'd be interested in regarding George Ranch and things he thought would help the broadcast. He lobbied for and was successful at creating an exploratory broadcasting class at Polly Ryan Middle School a couple of years ago because he loved broadcasting and he loved teaching broadcasting to his students. Eric never seemed happier and never prouder of his son Xavier and his beloved Longhorns than while we were on the air broadcasting the football games in the Longhorns championship season. And during that championship game, you could hear the excitement, the pride, and the happiness in his voice as he offered his analysis of the plays and the touchdowns last December 18th at NRG Stadium. So we put together some of Eric's clips from that championship game that we hope you'll enjoy. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife, Kim, his children, and his family. Eric Parnell was one of a kind, and he will be missed. Rest in peace, my friend.
Joshua Scruggs gets the Longhorns an early 6-0 lead. Scruggs went to the left, went down, cut through the middle, broke a tackle, and in he went. And the Longhorns lead 6-0. Alex Fontenot gets in the end zone, and the Longhorns are up 13-0. Quinton Morris with the reception, and the Longhorns increase their lead to 20-0. Once again, Toby Nduke and Tesla Manifuoshi, along with DJ Thomas, all three on the defensive line, converge to stop Duffy.
Jackson back to pass. Short one out here to Darius Anderson. He's inside the 20, 15, 10. Let's see if he got in. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Darius Anderson catching a pass and going 41 yards for the score. And the Longhorns increase their lead 27-0. There's Brent Dugo on the interception. And just like that, the team's trade turnovers and the Longhorns have the ball in Lake Ridge territory.
Jackson gives this one to Alex Fontenot, keeps his legs moving. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Alex Fontenot, a 3-yard run, and the Longhorns increase their lead to 34-0, and they brought the nails with them.
Anderson comes over here. He's across the 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Darius Anderson, once he gets in the clear, they won't catch him till tomorrow. And the Longhorns increase their lead to 41-0, and the hammer has arrived with the nails.
16-0 championship season. And let's see if we can get Eric on the air here. Eric, can you hear us?
Hey. It is like tremendous down here. I don't know if you can hear. I'm just going to put the speakerphone out there.
Yeah, we can hear you and see what you can get from the sidelines.
Words does not describe it. They are tears on the field, tears of joy, emotion, jubilation. Longhorn state champion. We'll see your pictures. It'll be all over Twitter. I'll be up there soon. Like, we'll be up there in a few minutes for a post-game conference. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Eric Parnell from down on the field